God loves us despite our mess-ups. David truly lived for the Lord. He stepped out in faith time after time ever since he was a little boy. But then David messed up really badly. He saw a woman named Bathsheba bathing on the roof, and he slept with her and got her pregnant. Then he couldn't cover it up, so he had her husband placed on the front line of the army and killed. He messed up, and he messed up bad, and the Lord required payment. David repented of his sins, but his son that he had with Bathsheba had to die. Then the Lord forgave him, washed his sins away, and loved him despite his mess up. The Lord blessed him with another son with Bathsheba named Solomon. And Solomon is in the lineage of Jesus Christ. Here's my point. God loves us despite our mess ups. This story is a representation of what Jesus would do one day for us. When we repent and ask for forgiveness, God will forgive us, but our sin cost God his only son's life. And the life of Jesus didn't just pay for the price of one man's sins, but for all. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life."